Welcome to the podcast version of Sunday Miscellany, which differs from the radio version for rights reasons. We hope you enjoy the programme.
It was 1989, the year Fair City was first broadcast on RTE, and I didn't know what I was doing in Limerick. I remember shivering in a phone box near the Crescent late one Tuesday night in a desolate quest to hear a voice from home and to shelter from the relentless horizontal rain. I hate it here, I told my friend on the other end, who sounded as distant as an echo. Only 100 miles from home, but home was Dublin, and this was Munster, and I might as well have been on another planet. Though I was warmly welcomed by my new employers and colleagues, who were constantly concerned that I was settling in well, and whom I constantly assured that I was, the truth is I was lonely and lost. I had moved from the security of a world I knew so well to a strange city where I didn't know a soul. In conversation, I often felt wrong-footed and stupid. Everything seemed different: the smell of the air, the feel of the rain, the nuances of unknown social rituals. In those early days, I was so far outside my comfort zone that each weekend, as soon as I could, I'd dash for the Friday train from Colbert to Houston. On Sunday nights, en route back to my good job with a heavy homesick heart and a bag full of freshly laundered clothes, I'd stand forlornly on that Siberian wasteland that was the platform at Limerick Junction, where it was always raining. I think of myself back then, me and my South County Dublin accent, fresh from UCD, knowing little or nothing of Ireland beyond the pale. How unfriendly I must have seemed, rushing back to the capital every chance I got. The idea of spending even a single Saturday in this place filling me with a special kind of lonely dread. Then one day, a kindly colleague offered me their spare ticket to a weekend rugby match in Limerick. My heart rose. Rugby. Finally, territory where I would feel comfortable and at home. The prospect of shared language and common ground filled me with hope. Needless to say, that maiden visit to Thomond Park in the late 80s was an extremely far, primal cry from the leafy suburbs of Lansdowne Road. Still, there was something about the rhythm and glory and the banter that made me feel I'd stumbled into the beating heart of Munster. So slowly, the pain of homesickness began to ease, and I woke up one day to find I wasn't feeling quite so lost, not quite so lonely. I would end up finding plenty of common ground with the people around me, and I would meet many soulmates, including the man who has now been my husband for 26 years. But before that, almost without my noticing, little by little, the magic of this part of the world had already begun to reveal itself to me. It might have been harder to see in 1989, but even then, Limerick City was a jewel of a place. I began to stay for more weekends after all, and discovered many wonderful things. The Clare Glens in Maru with its fairy tale waterfall, the brilliant Bell Table, the gorgeous Granary Library, the Saturday Market, Gleason's, Flannery's, the Roundhouse, the Lock. And beyond that city, further west in County Clare, music and dancing in Ennis, fresh bread at Unglert's Bakery in Ennisdiamon, seafood and surfing at Lahinch, Liscannor and Doolin, barefoot beach walking at Spanish Point and Milltown Malbay, and the glorious glitter and foam of the wild Atlantic, different from but connected to the Irish Sea of my home coast. Of course, since then, my old and new homes have grown much closer together, and it's strange how I used to feel they were so far away. Dublin will always be my hometown, but Munster is home now too, a place where an unsure, lonely girl found her feet, was given her chance, and more than once was afforded the benefit of the doubt. How fragile my early commitment to this place had been. How close I once was to packing up and leaving for good. Like all transitions, I suppose it was 1,000 gradual things. But I do remember one definite moment. It was on my Sunday trek back to work, sometime in the spring of 1990. I hopped off the train at Limerick Junction, and as I walked across the platform, something unexpected occurred to me. There were no puddles. There was no rain. The clouds had parted, and the sun was beginning to shine.